This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning the coronavirus pandemic is out of control, calling it the number one global security threat in the world today. During a news briefing with reporters, he called for global solidarity in making a future vaccine affordable and available to all. He makes a statement amid the growing coronavirus deaths and infections. More than 939,000 people have died worldwide from COVID-19, while the number of global infections is less than a quarter million shy of reaching a new milestone of 30 million. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump is predicting a coronavirus vaccine could be ready in the coming weeks, something that contradicts the government's top health experts. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
President Trump, who's been promising warp speed in vaccine production, now says
we're on track to deliver and distribute the vaccine in a very, very safe and effective manner. We think we can start sometime in October.
That contradicts most medical experts and undermines Dr. Robert Redfield, who heads the Federal Centers for Disease Control, who said a vaccine can't be available on a widespread basis until next spring or summer.
I believe he was confused. I'm just telling you, we're ready to go.
President Trump also contradicted Dr. Redfield about the effectiveness of wearing a face mask. Democrat Joe Biden weighed in.
I trust scientists, but I don't trust Donald Trump.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Hurricane Sally has killed at least one person, swamped homes, and forced the rescue of hundreds. Storm crawled ashore near the Florida-Alabama line on Wednesday with 105-mile-per-hour winds and rain that measured in feet, not inches. One death has been reported. More at VOAnews.com.